It is that time to check in with that guy who covers the Packers for the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and us right here on the Wendy's Big Show. He is our Green Bay football insider, Ryan Wood. Woody, how are you this afternoon, my friend?
Doing well. How are you?
We're doing well. Let's pick up the conversation right where we left off before the break. We were asking the question of how long are you going to give the Packers to turn this thing around? And when I say turn this thing around, Ryan, I mean get them back in the discussion of being a team like the Rams, of being one of those teams to beat in the conference and not sort of just meandering their way through a season as they have the last few years because of Aaron Rodgers' injuries and other reasons that have gone along with that. Sparky says he's giving them 3 years because he expects the injury problems to continue for Aaron Rodgers, and he expects the drop-off in play, the slide, to continue for Aaron Rodgers over these next 3 years. But while that's happening, they'll construct a roster around him who can take some of the pressure off of Aaron Rodgers. I said, Ryan, that if what Sparky is saying is true and plays out, and you're not getting Hall of Fame play out of Aaron Rodgers, who you're paying Hall of Fame money over these next 3 years, blow the whole damn thing up. See if somebody will take Aaron Rodgers off your hands and start all over. What do you say?
I think that a lot of that depends on the work that Brian Gutekunst does next spring, both in free agency and the draft, specifically at edge rusher and safety. If he is able to duplicate the work that he did this past spring at corner and receiver, where it sure as heck looks like he hit big on the draft picks, he got – you know, Tremont Williams is a pretty good value pick for a guy that's versatile, can play everywhere in the secondary, so did well in free agency. If he can duplicate that at edge rusher and safety, which are two huge holes on this team, then they've got a good team. Now, as far as Aaron Rodgers, I don't know if people remember, but Aaron Rodgers was really bad in 2015. He did not play like Aaron Rodgers for basically the entire season. He did have the Hail Mary, obviously, in Detroit, but on a whole, his consistent level of play week in and week out was not what it was the year before when he won the MVP in 2014, and it also wasn't what it was the year after, the second half of 2016, where he might have played his very best stretch of football of his career. So for me, it's premature to say that this slide is going to continue to happen. Aaron Rodgers is clearly – through the knee injury, he's not been at his best. He hasn't really been all that close to his best, and that's a huge problem for this team because they need Aaron Rodgers and how they're constructed to be at his best to be a title contender. But even still, just being 34, turns 35 in a month, there should be plenty of good football ahead for him. That would be my prediction at this point.
This is my thing. My thing is Romney thinking he has to get back to MVP Hall of Fame type level in order for this team to win a Super Bowl, and he thinks he'll get there. I don't think he has to get there. I think he can play similar to the level he's playing right now, which is still better than half the quarterbacks in this league, if not more than that. And like you said, if they fix linebacker and they fix the safety position on defense with those young corners getting better each of the next couple of years, to go along with young running backs and young wide receivers, and this new coach, in my opinion, has to get him to buy in to running the football more than McCarthy has been able to pound into his head. Somebody tweeted earlier about, hey, Sparky, see Drew Brees. He did pretty good after his team went through a little bit of a spell. Well, that's true, but what happened there? Alvin Kamara changed that whole offense by himself, running the football and catching the football out of the backfield, and that's something similar that you hope can happen with Aaron Jones.
Yeah, what happened there is that the Saints hit huge in the draft. Kamara, Marcus Lattimore on the defensive side, that they had a huge draft last year that really propelled them forward. It's quite possible that when you look at Jaire Alexander, you look at Marquez Valdes-Scantling, you look at some of the pieces, you know, we'll see what happens with Josh Jackson, Oren Burks. It's quite possible they might have had a really good draft that can help propel them forward. But it's only part of the equation because they have some serious holes at safety and outside linebacker that you just got to get addressed. And until they do, I mean, when you don't have the edge rush, it's really hard to win in this league, no matter who your quarterback is. And to compound that, when you struggle with deep coverage against the pass, so you're allowing quarterbacks to hold on to the football and allow routes to develop downfield, and then you can't cover them downfield, it's just a great way to lose and to just be very mediocre week in and week out. And that's, I think, what you've seen from the Packers, who have had good moments on defense and some really bad moments on defense.
Talking with Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider here on the Wendy's Big Show. Woody, another question we were asking Packers fans on the show this afternoon was, here we are at the halfway point of the season and want to know how you feel about the Packers' playoff chances. And obviously when you do that, you can't just stay in the bubble and look at what the Packers have done and what they have ahead of them. You have to look at the rest of the division and the rest of the conference. So we've been going around the division. We had Lawrence Holmes from 670 The Score in Chicago in the 2 o'clock hour. We had Phil Mackey from ESPN 1500 in the 3 o'clock hour. And we had them go through their respective team schedules game by game and tell us which ones they have them winning, which ones they have them losing, so we can get an idea of what the final records will be and how the standings will look. Will you play this game with us when it comes to the Green Bay Packers?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah. We'll see if it, you know, injury reports might change us from my official prediction.
Right. Obviously. Lawrence, when we went through it with him, had the Bears at 10 wins. Phil, when we went through the Vikings schedule with him, had the Vikings at 9 wins. So let's do the Packers and see where they fall in the standings. Dolphins, is that a win in your book?
Yeah.
Quick turnaround. They fly to Seattle for a Thursday nighter with the Seahawks.
No, you know, if it was a Sunday game, I would take the Packers, but they're flying out there Tuesday.
Okay.
2 days after playing Miami, and then they're playing, you know, 2 days. That's just a brutal schedule. I'll take the Seahawks, although I think the Packers are the better team. That's just the NFL kind of screwed them on that one.
At Minnesota, November 25th, Sunday Night Football.
I'll take the Vikings. They're my preseason pick to win the division.
Finally back to a noon kickoff, and they'll host the Cardinals on December 2nd.
Packers win.
All right. Falcons hosting the Falcons November 9th.
Packers win. Cold weather game for Atlanta.
Visiting the Bears December 16th.
That's a really good question. That could be a huge game. You know, we all point to that Vikings trip, and mm-hmm. that's obviously huge. But this, I want to take the Packers because I don't think the Bears are quite ready.
All right. Then they are at the Jets. That's a win, right?
Yep.
And then they host the Lions. Is that another win for you, Ryan Wood?
Yeah, they should have won in Detroit. I think they'll win at home.
So that's, I counted six more wins that you have for the Packers in the remaining eight games. That puts them at 10-5-1. That's
10-5-1.
In most years, good enough to make the playoffs, but your opinion on the other teams that are fighting for a playoff spot in the NFC, will that be good enough this year in your opinion?
I think 9-6-1 has a shot. So yeah, 10-5-1 I would say definitely makes it.
All right. Anything else
so
for him, Spark?
Remember, no. 10-5, you know, with Mike McCarthy, his whole motto has always been get to 10 wins and you're in. And 10-5-1, obviously, I mean, we don't need to be math majors to know that 10-5-1 trumps 10-6. So if they're able to get there. Yeah, I would probably as a whole put the Packers' chances of making the playoffs somewhere a little bit north of 50%, let's say 55-45. It's almost a coin flip, but I think that they're still very much alive. If they can play like they did the last 2 weeks, even in a loss, the schedule does get easier. I certainly think that there's every opportunity that they'll be in it at the end, and then the soft schedule at the end it really lends to their favor.
That is Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider. Find his work inside the Green Bay Press Gazette at PackersNews.com and on Twitter at @ByRyanWood, as well as every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here on the Big Show. He'll have his prediction, his official prediction for Packers and Dolphins when he joins us again on Friday. Thanks as always, Ryan. We'll talk to you in a couple of days.
All right, take care.
And he joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.